shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Hello, dear brothers and sisters. This is Brother Jasper with Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another Kingdom Concepts broadcast. At the time of this broadcast, Brother Mike was in the hospital, so I filled in as the host of the program. Due to a mistake by the board operator at WWCR, the following program was not aired live, as they usually are. However, we are presenting this as an informative, private conversation between my guest, Monica Stone, and myself. This broadcast was a continuation of last month's broadcast discussing the events taking place in South Africa. Monica lives in South Africa and is an expert on the topic.
Hello, Monica.
Hello, Jasper.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, and how are you?
I'm doing well. This is my first time doing this, so I'm really praying that it doesn't just get blissed up.
Well, yeah, well, I'm just as nervous as you, but tell me, how's Mike?
Well, he went into the hospital Wednesday, and actually the week previous I took him up there, and they didn't admit him, but this time they did admit him because his heart was in AFib, and they've shocked his heart back into place already, and it went back into AFib and A-flutter. So they're keeping him there to observe him for a few days, and they said they actually said at first that he'd be out by today or tomorrow at the latest, but now they said it's not going to be until at least Tuesday that he gets out. So.
Oh dear, this is so sad, you know.
Yeah, he's been doing a great work for his whole life, pretty much.
Yeah, well, you know, this is just one of those things. We stand in line to go to a higher level, don't we? All. But the problem is, you know, those in the know with the knowledge and the dedication to help and to change things are getting less and less and less. We are being just ripped away. It's unbelievable.
Right. Yep. And that's actually what he talked with me about. A lot of his guests that he's been planning on having on for Kingdom Concepts in months to come, they're dying off, so many of them that know the message.
Yes, yeah, I know. We have the same thing here. It's it's all over the world, but then as my mentor said to me so many years ago, our father needs soldiers from the other side. So what are we complaining about, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so this is how we've got to see it, and I'm telling you, if there is no soldier coming from the other side, we are completely lost.
Right. Yeah, we can't do anything here in the flesh, really, if we don't have the hands.
No. It's, this satanic force is so overpowering, and it's getting more arrogant, and it's getting really worse. Day by day, it's... even among people who look like us.
Right. Yeah, self-hating whites is what I call them. I mean, that's what they are.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I don't know if you ever read the book The Soulless One by Mark L. Prophet, and he said there was a counter-creation in Atlantis, people who look like us, but they have no soul.
I've never read it.
It's really... Yeah, it's a try and get it. It's really, what I will do is I'll send it to Mike, by email. And, you know, to me it makes sense. And he said the problem is these people are all in government positions and leadership. This is why they don't care killing and planning wars, because they've got no conscience.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
well,
I really don't care. Yeah,
entirely void of spirit, you know.
Yes.
The ministry puts out that tells about the spirit man as being the Adamic peoples, and the other races, including those which say they are Jews, they just lack the spirit. They don't have it.
No, no. No, it wasn't given to everybody. You know, this is also what he said to me, that you don't understand, that it's not for everybody to understand.
Right. Only the elect. I think you are.
Exactly. Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, well, but if we start talking like this, we'll be calling elitist or racist or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There is, you know.
So, Monica, it's we're at the last minute here. I don't see the radio station signed on yet, but I'm just going to have complete silence here for the last 30 seconds, and then I'll play the introduction, and then I'll give a little intro of my own, and then we'll start the show, okay? Mm-hmm.
No problem. I'll wait for you. Good.
Maybe they have a program that's just went 8 minutes overtime. I don't think so, but, you know, I don't really know how to explain this.
I'm sorry. I'm at a loss. I can't help you.
I don't know what I can do either.
Oh, we feel helpless about a lot of stuff, don't we, Jasper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially your situation. I mean, it's headed to America, but you see it. You're in the brunt of it.
Yeah, you know, and it's to keep the faith and not get depressed, it's very, very difficult. And the attitude, I mean, just 2 days ago, a guy was arrested by a traffic cop because of his white attitude.
Really?
Yeah. Unbelievable. I was stopped by a traffic cop yesterday. I've got no idea why. And I said, good morning. And he just showed me his watch. He said, it's afternoon. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. Good afternoon then, you know.
Was he a K-word?
No. Not even, no. Well, you don't dare say that. I mean, it's like this Indian woman was texting on her phone to a friend of hers. She said the pilot is okay, and the person next to her just let the staff know, the flight attendant, that she was put off the plane and she lost her job. Not even being white, she's Indian. Yeah. You know, there are so many issues. I mean, we're running out of food. You go to the supermarket and some of the shelves are empty, and then they go on about things like this.
Wow, that's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even imagine that. I mean, really, it's hard to imagine, but you're living through it.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was living in Mandeville at the post office, they always asked me, so what's going on? And I will tell them, and I could see, well, they don't really take it serious. And I thought, well, it's your problem. And then one day I was there, and there was an Indian woman, and she said, I'm trying to get my parents out of South Africa back to India because of this and this and this. And then they looked at me and they said, well, we never believed you. I said, yes, I know.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But there's a sickness amongst people that I call denial.
Denial.
On all levels. Denial. It's even here with everything happening. But we didn't hear it on the news, but we know that the news is only propaganda.
Yeah, Jewish controlled.
Yeah.
I just got done watching a video this afternoon of, Malema and his EFF clowns in Parliament. It was just no order.
No, there is no order. Nothing, there is no discipline, you know. It's like I just thought about it coming here. Well, where I am, we don't have landlines. I've got to come about 50 miles to come to my brother to call the station, to call you. Long story short, and I thought, since borders fell, there are no traffic laws, there is no discipline. I mean, the students walked out of the university last week because the the exam paper was too difficult, so they tore up the exam paper and just walked out. Now the latest is exams must fall, fees must fall, everything must fall. We're in free fall to absolute chaos on all levels.
Well, that's what they've done all throughout history. I mean, they're the destroyer race. They just come in and destroy.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they get upset because the train is late, Jasper, and then they burn the train. And then they don't have any transport to go anywhere because the train's been burned.
Well, I heard that they blocked off every national highway the other, I guess it may have been a few months ago. I don't know when this report was done, but I believe they're called N1, N2, N3, and N4, maybe.
Oh, yeah, well, that's I won't say a daily occurrence, but, that's quite, you don't know if you're going to get anywhere, if you get on a highway or an interstate or even a road, because they just block it off with burning tires, and that's it.
Really?
Well, Winnie Mandela said, well, with tires and matches, we will free the country. But, I mean, they are ruling now, so what more do they want?
Right. Yeah, that's just terrible.
Yeah, and now they're taking the farms without compensation.
Yeah.
And if you still owe money on the farm, you've got a mortgage, you are responsible to pay it. But you can't farm, so you've got no income. The banks are not losing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's sinister. I mean, and the thing is, people that claim to be Christian, they would never accept something like this just because it's, you know, the poor Negroes, they're just so sweet and innocent, they would never do anything.
You must listen to the excuse. Yeah, exactly. The excuses why things are done is unbelievable.
Well, we're 15 after the hour, and they still haven't called, so I'm starting to think something, you know, we may have been censored for tonight's program.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me.
That's what I was going to, one of the topics I was going to ask you about is, how have you not been imprisoned, I mean, for speaking out against this stuff? Because here in the States, and this is the States, which are way more relaxed than South Africa, I'm sure.
Well, I'm trying to be very careful what I'm saying. I don't use certain words and don't just facts and whatever, but they can build up a case. I don't know. Maybe I am protected. I hope. You know, it's not funny to land in overpopulated prisons today. I mean, I've been there before, and it wasn't like this. It's many years ago. We still had separate prisons, but now it's different. Well, there is a woman in prison now for using the K word. She got 2 years, in actual fact, one year suspended. But anyway, it must be real hell for her. She made a remark. She said, God left me. Yeah. It must be absolute torture.
That sounds awful.
Like a gulag, you know. Sorry?
Yeah. That's where it's headed, all over the world.
Yeah.
And like I said about these self-hating whites, you know, they're voting for this. That's what they
you
want.
Wouldn't believe. Yeah, exactly. That we have a white problem. I'm getting really looks and very upset when I tell whites that. Well, you know, we have a white problem. Theresa May has been here, Prime Minister of England, and she agrees with the expropriation because the Anglo-Boer War is still being fought. You know, it hasn't stopped.
The other day, I was at work, and this was Thursday. I had taken Mike in the night previous to the hospital. I said, well, if he's not out of the hospital, that means I'm going to have to do this radio broadcast, and my guest is going to be from South Africa, and we're going to be talking about the white farm murders and the racism against the whites in South Africa. And this one in particular, one of my coworkers, he just laughed and said, that's what they deserve.
I know. It's but you know what, Jasper, I am not surprised. I have the same problem here. I made a remark to a few of my people about what's going on in Sweden. And you know, was the same reaction. Oh, they deserve it because they first started with the sanctions against us and blah, blah, blah. I said, that's the government. We're talking about people in the street. They don't deserve this. How can you say that?
Right. Yeah, and I mean, the gruesome murders of children and women, do they deserve that? That's just inhumane.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely, and I mean, the government there is not doing anything about it either. And white South Africans also denying the farm murders. But what's worrying, Jasper, is that, they only talk about the farm murders, but only 4,000 plus farmers have been murdered. What about the 90,000 other whites being murdered? They don't talk about it. Women being kidnapped and just thrown out of their cars and things like that. Nothing is said about that.
Yeah, that's actually what I was referring to. All the stories that you hear of these, well, the ones that they release about the children being, you know, brutally either raped or molested and then, you know, burned alive or put in a scalding bathtub and scalded to death. Just awful.
Well, you know, this is now another syndrome that I coined is that, well, the crocodile or the alligator, so you have got alligators in the state. Well, the alligator is eating you, it won't eat me. That type of thing, you know? And
just ignore.
Yeah, but what is that saying, about the liberals, a piece and then hang by those they try to please? I'm always telling the story. This is many years ago in 1976 with the Soweto riots. We had a gas station and a workshop, and one of my customers, a dentist being Jewish, and he turned up there and he said, come and look at my car full of dents. They threw him with bricks and stones and blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh. He said, I told them I'm Jewish. I said, well, you know, you look white. They're not going to ask you if you're English-speaking, English, Jewish, or whatever. You look white, and they're going to kill you or stone you.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
You can't appease the enemy. You're just accepting more and more until they have a foothold, and then they can put you out.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, and I mean, I remember when I was in the States in 1994, I was at Dr. Warner's and Dr. Fields' meeting in New Orleans, and Dr. Fields asked me if I've got something to say. I said, well, I just want to tell you, if you don't stop it now here in the States, you're going to go the same way as South Africa. Afterwards, the people came to me and laughed in my face and said, it won't ever happen here. So I said, you know what, the Rhodesians said that, the Portuguese in Angola, and the Spanish in Spanish Morocco said the same, and it happened. So don't tell me.
You know, there's a quote, let me find it real quick. There's a quote by a man, I read it in a war book, my phone's off, but it says, history is full of wars that no one thought would ever happen.
Uh-huh, exactly. It is, and the wars are all to kill off our people.
Yeah, exactly. That's
you know how, Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I talk to children, yes, absolutely. Suffer the little children. I mean, this is too terrible. Look at those faces, and I think, you know, you're so innocent, and it's sad. Beyond that, I sometimes just burst out in tears and sob, you know, say, please, just put a stop to it. I don't know. I wish I know what to do or what to say.
Well, you've done a great work so far. So, yeah, I get that feeling occasionally, and in my life is much easier than yours. Just, you know, let me go on and be done with this flesh and this world.
Yes, absolutely. It's Dana Muscuri sings this song. I don't know what it's called, but some of the words are, and life won't set me free. It's unbelievable that all this bloodletting, but it's blood rituals, you know, like the Jewish ritual murders. It's the same thing, Jasper. They go ballistic when they see the blood. It's just plain voodoo.
Well, see, you've mentioned that there was a prophet that prophesied about what would happen in South Africa.
Yeah.
About how they would start fighting amongst themselves. I think that's following close behind, because they just toy around and they're very territorial. How monkeys are, and they don't care what you are. They just want to kill. Yeah. Just want to destroy.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, it is. Well, this is it's plain Marxism. I mean, Ramaphosa said in his book. I don't know when it was written or published in the 80s. I think I didn't read it. A friend told me, and he said that Ramaphosa said he will destroy the country. Why? And then he'll build it up. Why? You know, you get the infrastructure, you get everything, and then you destroy it. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, we had the first funeral this week. The lady that landed with a car in a pothole. The roads and the streets and whatever is so bad here. It's, she was killed. There's money to do that, but there's money enough to torture people for thought crimes, you know. They had the masters to train them.
It's disgusting, and so many people are blind to it. Now, let me ask you a question. The all-white community, Orania, is that open to just anybody, or do you have to be kind of a well-off, rich person to make it?
Oh, they can't accept more people because they can't expand.
Okay.
So it's very restricted. Yeah. I'm not keen on Orania because it's the property is never yours. You can build a house there, and if they don't like your politics or like one of our people is identity, they kicked him off and he lost everything.
Really?
So Jasper, this I won't say on the air because I don't want to go against my own people or. We've got to stand together and fight now. So this is a household problem. What can I say? I don't know how to put it, but I don't agree with it. We have another one here, Kleinfontein. It's the same story. That's only for real rich people. So we can't go there. And this is what bothers me about our own. I mean, they also get into a sort of a power position or whatever they dictate, and then you also become scum because they have the right.
Well, exactly. Christ, he was speaking to the Jews, those would say they are Jews. They're not of Judah, but would say they are Jews at the time, the Pharisees. He said, you suffer not those which are entering in, you know, to enter into the truth, and you make them twofold the children of hell. So whenever you have somebody with an Adamic white mind, you know, and they take after this greedy desire and this warmongering, you know, attitude, they're twofold the child of hell that a Jew is, because they have the higher thinking ability and they have the spirit.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And they can use it for a lot more evil.
Yes, you don't do that. I mean, it's like when I went on the radio a year or two ago, I called an organization to get the figures of how many people are in the squatter camps. I don't like to call it squatter camps. They're victim camps. They're victims of the system of the economic freedom fighters or whatever. It's all about 80,000. That's not true. There are a million of my people in camps and living in other people's backyards who's also abusing them by you've got to pay and they got to go out and beg so they can pay the landlord. There's no helping, really. There are a few, but not enough. So that was the answer. Oh, they're just too lazy to work. This is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're sitting pretty in this organization, making big money. and looking down at these people, and by the grace of God, I can be there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's touch and go, and we can all be there. I mean, I see these the whites, asking for a lift. I can't give them a lift because you don't know who you're giving a lift to. If we're more in the car, not only me, I will do that. But I did that the other day, and the guy stole my stuff from the back seat when I was looking for it. Was gone. So.
Really?
So I just drive past and ask for protection for them. What can I do? And I was scolded because of that. Why do you ask for protection for them? I said, because I could be the one walking there. Don't people understand how quickly you can be there?
Yeah. I know. And it's just a sad situation. I mean, I don't know if there's any... Is there a drug problem over there among the whites?
A what problem? Sorry?
A drug problem.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Really?
The latest one now, my goodness me, what do they call it? Tip, I think they call it tip. It's mixed with rat poison and something else. And you're dead within a couple of seconds. And people are using it. Yeah, no. And it's freely on the street. Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's very bad here. Really, very, very bad. Because it's a hopelessness. I mean, you see it in their faces. I talked to Tony the other day of Trumpet, you know, the Federation of the Covenant People in Cape Town. And he said, you know, when our people were in concentration camps during the Anglo-Boer War, the women, they were strong because, and they suffered so badly, but they still had a belief in God and in their leaders. Now they don't have that because we don't have leaders, and they lost their face. I look at their faces, Jasper. It kills me because the eyes are empty.
Yeah, they look skeletons.
Yes. I mean, I lost my temper the other day. I was yelling, and I said, put it back, please. Really?
Yeah, that's part of my testimony. I used to be an atheist and a druggie, and I was sober for 2 years, and then I came back to Christ, and he slowly brought me into the mess. And now, you know, he'll keep showing you more truth as long as you want to look for it. You know,
So
many people don't want to look for it.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a hopelessness, and it's written there in the Bible. When I come back, will I find one?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is all I'm asking, is to do His will. This is all I'm asking, because I don't want to cross over and stand there in front of the Father and say, well, I didn't even try. How
right.
do you do that?
Yeah. Well, you've got a beautiful heart and a beautiful connection with God, because I can feel it, you know. And you can hear it in your voice. And I think when it's sincere, you can hear it in anybody's voice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it is. This is... I get so...
it's okay.
Full of passion about it, you know, because of... love for the higher power, for Almighty God, and for my people, and they're suffering so bad. This is what I'm asking. Please keep on praying and ask for intervention, because I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that. And it says, it's better to be in the house of mourning than in the house of mirth. You're well acquainted with the house of mourning.
Yeah, it's, if I see how people suffer, and I mean, and the whites just getting unhooked. We had a case here, this young man, 22 years old, I think, he killed his brother and his parents, and he attacked his sister with an axe.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Yeah, terrible. Lots of money. It's not that he was lacking in anything. But it's a satanic force taking over. It's unbelievable.
like you said earlier, the voodoo.
Yes, it's voodoo, absolutely. Now I want to tell you something. They call a Malema juju.
Really?
And if you read the book, yeah, and if you read the book, Where Black Rule White, it was written, I will send it to you. I can't remember the author. Send it to Mike's email address. I hope I still have it. Was written in 1899. This American went to Haiti and telling, you know, and then explaining voodoo there. And, yeah, and this is what they call a juju. I tell you, I just listened and my heart just went, I don't know. But when I tell people, oh, you know, you're overreacting and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
I used to take LSD, and that's part of, you know, on a trip one night, I saw the truth behind everything. God showed me the truth and just opened my eyes, and everyone, to this day, that was 2 years ago, to this day, people think that I'm still tripping out on LSD, and that's why I believe in God, and that's why I believe the way I do, and, you know, but at the same time, they're doing the same drugs and judging me for changing my life.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because how dare you not conform to our way of sinking into the abyss. This is
exactly
what they want.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, I went off the radar for 2 years, even to this day. And people are still talking about me. I still hear rumors about me. And it's just,
of course,
just because Satan lost out. You know, he didn't have control of me like he thought he did.
Yeah, this is of course what's taking place here is Satanism is, oh my goodness, it's horrific, absolutely horrific. I spoke to the expert of Satanism. He wrote lots of books, Dr. Kobus Jonker, and he said to me, it's getting bad. It's really, he looked at me and he said, we've got to pray harder. It's really, really bad.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I meet with the prayer group Wednesday nights, and I'll start praying that before God with these people because they're really sincere Christians. I'll be praying for you and all of the brethren over in South Africa.
Please, you know, the saddest thing, Jasper, is we've been the skunk of the world since the beginning of time, since 1652. The Boers, the Afrikaners have been attacked and attacked and attacked by the outside world. Now they give notice because we are being murdered and everybody's talking about it. First time ever, we're getting I can't say really positive reaction because of what's happening here. Why must it get to that? You know?
Right.
I mean, the outside world's been warned that this is what's going to happen here. And this is what's going to happen in the Western world. Don't you see?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well,
but the seer, you know, he said they'll start fighting amongst each other. Because when it really gets bad, he sees this hand pushing the rifle away. And this is what we cling to. But, of course, now he's being attacked. He got his messages from Satan and not from God.
Really?
Yes, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, what nonsense. And how can you say that he prophesied all this? But he said in 1914 that the hammer and sickle will fly in South Africa when it's not flying in Russia anymore. It was not even flying in Russia yet.
Now, so
and it's flying here. I mean, they openly used the hammer and sickle flag.
So he's not alive anymore.
No, he died in 1926, yeah. If you go on my website, Jasper, the book is there. You can read it free of charge. And the visions of Johanna Brandt, southafricaproject.info.
Okay.
All there, yeah.
Okay.
You can read it there. They haven't connected yet, the station?
No, they still haven't connected. I'm thinking that we got... censored for tonight's broadcast. We're 40 minutes past the hour.
Oh, yeah, I know. It looks like it's up.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah. But they don't even have the decency to tell you it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right.
No, well, they're cowards. These people are cowards. But politically correct, everybody wants to be politically correct, and politically correct is going to hang you. It's sad. But anyway, at least we could make acquaintance and talk about lots of stuff.
Yeah. I've had a great time so far, so...
That you could hear firsthand what's happening. It's unbelievable. I just heard on Friday this doctor's brother-in-law is in hospital and got to go on dialysis, and they refused him dialysis because there are no machines for whites.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And then I looked at her and I said, how many of our people are dying in hospital? How many are murdered in hospital that we don't even know?
Yeah, well, you know, it speaks about, by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. It says that in Revelation. And the word sorcery is pharmake, and it's pharmacy is where they were.
Yeah.
The same.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's just unbelievable, the hatred. Jasper, you cannot believe it. It is unreal. Unreal, and the intimidation. I mean, I was stopped the other day, and by, of course, the cops are 99% black, and traffic cops said to me, you like driving, don't you? I just looked at him, and I thought, why did you stop me? But I'm not going, you don't dare talk back. I just looked at him, and I said, yeah, suppose. He said, where do you come from? And I thought, you know, what does it matter? So I just mentioned the city, and I could see he didn't know what I was talking about. He said, but you drove fast, didn't you? I said, well, I'm on the road for 2.5 hours. How can you now pinpoint that I drove fast wherever I came from? But
right.
My car was stacked with stuff, you know, toothpaste and soap and so forth for one of the victim camps. He said, where are you going? I said, over there. He said, with that stuff? I said, yes, I'm taking it over there. So he said, oh, okay, you can go.
So how often are you stopped?
Well, you know, this is the second time now, the third time, sorry, once they stopped me because I went off the road, past the yellow line for a car that was pushing me, wanted to go past because they drive like crazy. I mean, they don't adhere to speed limits at all. They go past you we drive on the left-hand side of the road. They go past on the left-hand side on the shoulder. So I went off and he stopped me, not the one going past, pushing me off the road. He said, you can't drive there. I said, but, you know, he said, but don't do it again. So I said, fine. So I thought, okay, I will stay where I am. And I was pushed by a bus, an enormous bus, an 80-passenger bus, flicking lights and hooting. So I just stayed on the road. He went off the road onto the dirt road, went past me, loaded with passengers.
No. The passengers, were they the brethren, or were they the other people?
Yeah, well, no, they're all black, yeah. And I mean, I looked at this and I thought, you know, you can just hit a rock or a ditch or whatever and you'll topple over. And this is what's happening all the time.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's entitlement. Everything is entitlement. Because I was oppressed, depressed, and blah, 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 because of white privilege. If I see what the white governments did for the blacks in this country, you want to freak out. Unbelievable. the schools they built, and we have a hospital here, Baragwana Hospital was the best hospital in the Southern Hemisphere. Well, it's not anymore. Of the 696 hospitals we've got in this country, 5 is operating.
Really?
Yeah. It is. I freak out just thinking I've got to go to hospital. Some of the hospitals don't even have doctors.
What do they have?
The best. Well, nurses, I suppose.
Okay.
You know, we just watched the news last night, and they've got these fancy emergency ambulances, costing R1 million, $100,000, all equipped with fancy stuff. To help people in KwaZulu-Natal. I don't know how long that's going to last. Because the emergency personnel, when they go to an accident, are being attacked.
Yeah,
or
probably
even murdered. Yeah.
Burned or whatever.
Yeah, to steal the drugs. You know, they flat screen TVs are very popular to steal here. Not because of the TV, but because of the silicon in there. I've got no idea what's in there to make drugs. This is what they steal it for.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Out of Africa, the Romans said, always something new.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it sure is a sign of the times, that we're living in this land.
We're nearing it, and this is what I wish it can be today, really.
Yeah.
To stop this terrible suffering. What I can say is that they use the example of Zimbabwe taking the farms away, and now they're suffering and they're starving, and of course the United States are very kind to send them food. And I suppose you people will be so kind in sending us some food when the time comes. And Ramaphosa said, it's not going to be the same. He's going to prove that communism can work, and it's going to work in South Africa. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to work, because God's not in it.
No, of course not. Of course not. So.
I'm assuming these people are all godless, or not even claiming religion, these K words.
They go to church, and this is claiming, but what can I tell you? It's some of our people claim the same thing, and they absolutely don't believe.
Right.
Most churches. I went to the church. Well, my day yesterday, you still in Sunday. I'm Monday morning, and it's all about money. You must give more money because this and that and the other thing is, it's so typical of what is there. My people are being destroyed by lack of knowledge because the preachers don't educate them. But they never finish the verse, do they? No. Mm-mm.
No.
No.
No. Well, that's what I call them. I call them one verse Charlies, because if they do have a verse, it's just one verse, and then they give their own spiel for an hour, and then they pass the plate something real religious, and then they call it good. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is ridiculous. But this is what's happening, and then, wasn't the sermon wonderful? And I thought, I count the bricks. If they ask me what he said, I cannot answer you because I go in my mind somewhere else. Because I can't listen to this. We had a lady, a preacher. Oh my goodness me, she got so mad at the congregation. She was hammering with her fist on the pulpit, and she said, "You better get back." She said, because this is why these things are happening. We have people denying God in Parliament, and you are just very happy to go on every day as if there's nothing at all.
Yeah, and sit down and watch your sports, which, gosh.
Because we can't go without the football or the basketball or the ball games. I mean, really?
Yeah, anything to distract a simple mind.
Yes, exactly. So,
Monica,
I'm sorry about this, but I suppose. There's always a reason for something, so maybe the reason is that I don't know. we'll know one day. It'll be revealed. But you please take care, be safe.
Yeah.
I'm sending you also blessings and keep you all. Well, I keep you all in prayer, and please give my regards and good wishes to Mike. He's a great guy.
I'll do it.
And you too. Okay.
Well,
you take care and be careful. And thank
all
you
right.
for everything. I appreciate it. Okay. You be good.
God bless you, Monica.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.